Happy Tuesday morning to you. This is Matt from the Hayward Lakes Visitors and Convention Bureau with your outdoor report for the week of February 6th, as prepared by Steve Suman. We're going to see some moderate temperatures this week. We might see a little snow and some other forms of precipitation. Wednesday should bring us sunshine and temperatures nearly to 40 degrees. Ice and snow conditions are good for most winter recreation, so let's get out and enjoy the milder temperatures. Jared over at Hayward Bait says the normal Wisconsin cold last week didn't have much of an impact in freezing the slush between the snow and ice. Jared says most lakes remain walkable and marked snowmobile trails are available for those looking to take out machines. Few anglers were fishing during the past week, but that should change with the warmer weather. Yeah, I would agree with Jared that this is not the time to be driving your truck out onto the ice. The Hayward Chapter of Fishing Has No Boundaries will host its third annual Chili Cook-Off fundraiser Saturday, February 11th from 11 a.m. to 3 p.m. at The Dock Bar and Grill on Highway B. There is a $10 fee to enter the contest. Judging takes place at noon 30. Raffle tickets are available for $10 each or three for $20. The drawing is at 3 p.m. Winners don't have to be present. The event will also include a silent auction to benefit Fishing Has No Boundaries. For more information on this fun and worthy event, call 715-634-3185. Let's look at the snowmobile report. Remember that snowmobiles have to have a current registration and display a valid snowmobile trail pass to operate on public snowmobile trails. You can renew your registration and order your trail pass online or purchase your trail pass from sales agents around town. Members of the Association of Wisconsin Snowmobile Clubs can purchase their trail passes at a discounted rate directly from awsc.org. You don't have to be a Wisconsin resident to be an AWSC member either. Sawyer County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition with a base of 12 to 16 inches. The lakes can be rough. They froze up, but ruts from early season slush also froze up, so ride with caution. Groomers adjust their schedules to the weather, and they might not be able to hit the trails hard on Monday as they typically do, but they will groom during the week when it's possible. Washburn County trails are open, groomed, and in excellent condition with a base of 12 to 16 inches. Stay on designated trails. Be aware of current grooming activity. Ride with caution. Watch for limbs and branches along the trails. If you see any major hazards, report them to Washburn County Forestry at 715-635-4490. Cable area trails are cleared, open, groomed, and in excellent condition. Their base is also 12 to 16 inches. Crews have staked the lake trails, but ice depths are variable due to the early snow, so please use extreme caution when riding on the lakes. Watch for a reroute on Trail 4. You'll see signs for it around Mason. Okay, on to the fishing report. Moderate temperatures, walkable conditions, and staked snowmobile trails make lake travel easier. The ice is inconsistent in some areas, so use caution. Check with your favorite bait shop folks for the most recent information on ice conditions, also fish locations, and preferred baits and presentations. The walleye fishing is fair right now. During the day, fish deep water and hard to soft bottom transitions. In late evening into dark, fish will move to shallower flats, shelves, and weed edges to feed. Walleye suckers, shiners, and fatheads on tip-ups and dead sticks are productive, as are jigs and jigging spoons tipped with live bait. Northern pike action is good to very good from shallow to mid-depth weed edges, points, and other structure, and always near bait fish and panfish concentrations. Use suckers and shiners on tip-ups or jigging spoons or baits. Crappie fishing is good to very good in deep basins and weed edges adjacent to spring spawning areas. Use crappie minnows, waxy, spikes, plastics, and gulp baits. Fish larger spoons, rattle baits, and live bait in deep water for big crappies. Follow up by downsizing to smaller baits. Bluegill fishing's fair to good. Fish are feeding on bugs they find on shallow weeds and on the bottom. Waxy spikes, plastics, and gulp baits on small jigs and teardrops are working on bluegill. Perch fishing is fair to good near deep weeds, soft to hard bottom transition areas, and mud flats in 8 to 12 feet of depth. Move with the fish. Use small jigs and spoons with minnow heads, small minnows, and insect imitations with tip-ups and tip-downs. Here's some events to keep in mind. We had some seasons close on January 31st, so you better not be still hunting and trapping bobcat or squirrel. On February 11th, we've got the 41st annual Hayward Lions Pre-Berkey Cross Country Ski Race coming up. So if you need to do a tune-up to get ready for the Berkey, there you go. 715-634-5025 will get you the Berkey office, and they can tell you all about the pre-Berkey. On February 15th, fox, raccoon hunting and trapping, and coyote trapping seasons will all close. Birkebeiner Ski Race Week coming up February 22nd through the 26th. Again, the number for that is 634-5025. Cottontail rabbit season is going to close on February 28th. Mink and muskrat trapping seasons close on March 5th. Full moon on March 6th. The Fat Bike Berkey is coming up on March 11th. Daylight saving time begins at 2 a.m. on March 12th. Why is that still a thing? Why don't we just pick a time and stick to it? Crow season's closing on March 20th. And early catch and release trout season is going to open. Well, it is open. It's going to run through May 5th. Okay, if you want to know anything else about what's going on, just go to haywardareachamber.com or haywardlakes.com. And look at our calendar of events. It's all there. You can call us down at the office if you've got a question. Kitty or I are available at 715-634-8662 for the Chamber of Commerce and 715-634-4801 for Hayward Lakes. Okay, well, hey, we've probably got two more months of winter. So let's take advantage of this nice weather this week. Get out. Dispel some of that cabin fever. Have a good week.